I'm just super jazzed, like Robert said, that we get to have the Women's Center Teen Challenge down in Eugene come and share with us this morning. And I'm excited because they are walking out a battle. And we want to shout, do a shout out and support them, encourage them. We're just so jazzed. So I'm going to ask my friend Dante would come up and share the good work the Lord is doing there in Eugene. Love you, man.
First, I want to just thank Pastor Scott for allowing us to come out and share these testimonies today. Good morning, church. How y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Awesome, awesome. So my name is Dante White. I am the director of the Women's and Children's Center in Eugene, along with my wife, Shannon White. Unfortunately, she's not here this morning, but she sends her love and regards. And so we came to Eugene last May to take over the Women and Children's Center. And it's been a whirlwind, but it's been a blessing at the same time. You know, we were both Teen Challenge graduates. We graduated in 2018 in the Southeast region in Florida. We both went through the Florida Teen Challenge. I went through the men's, she went through the women's. And God has just been taking us on this journey. You know, whenever God says move, we move. We listen. You know, and so he led us here to Eugene from Georgia, where we served at the men's center for 4 years in Dublin, Georgia, a little small town in Dublin, in Georgia. And so we served there for 4 years. I was a program coordinator, and she was the administrative assistant. We did that for 4 years, and we got a call to come out here to Eugene. And so we prayed about it, and my wife, I wish she was here today, but she has also a powerful testimony because God has restored her children to her as well. You know, she went through addiction for 15 years. She lost custody of all of her children, and God has restored every last one of them. So, you know, that's the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ right there. And so today you're going to hear some powerful testimonies from some ladies that have been through the struggle and still going through the struggle, you know, are not refined yet because we're never there. You know, we'll never be there. We're still a work in progress until the day we meet our Lord and Savior. So, you know, but these ladies have stepped up and took the courage to take the first step in getting their life redeemed. And get back on a straight and narrow path. And I'm proud of them, each and every one of them, for taking that step and coming into Adult and Teen Challenge. So for those that don't know the history of Adult and Teen Challenge, it was started in 1958 by a pastor named David Wilkerson out of a small town in Pennsylvania, where he read a Times magazine, and he seen seven juveniles on trial for murdering another juvenile that was had polio. And so he wanted to know why seven, you know, young men would do this to another young man. And so he set out to go to New York to go to their trial. But unfortunately, they would not let him in the courtroom. Actually, they mocked him because they asked him what he had in his hand, and he held it up, and it was a Bible. And so they say, crazy preachers tried to storm into courtroom. And so he went out into the streets of Brooklyn, New York, where he met some gang members, and he just started ministering to them. And he would get them saved and cleaned up. But unfortunately, when he go back, they would be right back strung out on the same drugs again. And so God gave him a vision of starting a center. And the first center is in Brooklyn, New York. It was started in 1960. And today it's still there. You know, still going strong, and it's still there. And we have over 1,400 centers throughout the world today. Yeah, that's something to clap about. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so with that vision that one pastor had, it has spread worldwide. And, you know, God is moving. He is moving through Teen Challenge. He uses Teen Challenge as a vessel to reach those that are broken and lost. Not only just drug addiction, but any life-controlling issue. You know, we want you to get the help that you need. So with that, I'm going to ask her to share the video.
In 1958, David Wilkerson traveled to New York City to preach the gospel to teenage gangs. He quickly realized that drug and alcohol addiction was consuming the lives of the youth. Adult and Teen Challenge was founded to address the growing addiction epidemic. Today, the need is greater than ever, and everything we do always comes back to our primary mission to make disciples. We want to put hope within reach until all live free. In 1983, Mike Hodges opened the first campus in Oregon, and now the Adult and Teen Challenge PacWest family of ministries has expanded to 6 states throughout the region. For the last 4 decades, we have been growing and refining our approach to the discipleship process. We recognize that people need more than just sobriety. They need every area of their life to be transformed by the gospel. So we offer a comprehensive approach to recovery. At the core of our ministry is our residential recovery program. When students walk through our doors, they meet Jesus. And when they meet Jesus, the transformation process begins. Within the structure of a campus and in the community of peers and our staff, they develop spiritual disciplines. They learn how to pray, how to study scripture, how to worship, and how to be lifelong disciples of Christ. And as their faith grows, they find freedom.
It's a sanctuary. It's a place to check out from this craziness of this world and not have all the pressures of responsibilities, but just one thing in mind, establishing a relationship with the Lord.
Addiction creates complex behavioral health challenges. So we have integrated Life Renewal to provide state-approved counseling by our own professionally trained addiction counselors. Our students participate in individual and group therapy, and our counselors equip them with the tools they need to heal from their past and apply biblical principles to their lifelong recovery.
I think the most important thing that Life Renewal does is it really helps to change the hearts and minds of our students. It gives them tools to change the thoughts that they had and really bring new perspective into who they can become.
We were designed to work, created to be productive. So our vocational training program helps our students establish the skills needed to be productive members of our society. Our thrift stores, work crews, and other vocational experiences teach important life skills, teamwork, leadership, stewardship, and integrity. We help students discover the joy of an honest day's work. And rather than sitting on the sidelines during their recovery, they build confidence as they put their new skills into practice.
Through our vocational training, students learn valuable skills and are set up for success once they graduate from our program.
Discipleship is not just about learning the gospel, but also living it out. David Wilkerson founded this ministry on outreach. So Hope Outreach gives our students the opportunity to discover the joy of serving, to give back to their community, and to deliver hope beyond our campus walls. We work with local partners to bring compassion to our communities. Our students share their stories to bring prevention and awareness to local schools. And we share the hope we have found in Christ through evangelism.
As a key part of our comprehensive approach, outreach allows our students to take the hope they've found in Jesus Christ outside of our campus walls to the streets and beyond.
At Adult and Teen Challenge, our comprehensive approach to recovery is allowing us to broaden our reach and improve outcomes for our students. Our comprehensive approach allows us to make lifelong disciples and put hope within reach until all live free.
Hope has a name, and his name is Jesus.
It's a really cool thing to see someone being given that opportunity to experience hope for the first time, and everything about them begins to change.
God is infinite, and there's not a single time where he'll turn his back away from you. Putting hope within reach is a reflection of that. You're never too far gone for God to reach you. Your son, your daughter, your cousin, your mom, they're never too far gone. We give them the opportunity to change their lives.
So yeah, that's a powerful video. Every time I see that, I get a little teared up a little bit. And so I'm gonna call the first lady up. Miss Stephanie is gonna share her testimony of what God has been doing in her life since she's come into Adult and Teen Challenge. And take it away.
Good morning. My name is Stephanie, and I was raised in Salem, Oregon. I grew up with both my parents and an older brother. I had a fairly normal and happy early childhood. I started Catholic school in kindergarten and felt at home with my friends and teachers. After my parents divorced when I was in first grade, the neighbor boy began grooming me and sexually abusing me. One day, the boy's mother found us together and immediately sent me home. I felt ashamed, and I didn't understand what was happening. When I was 15 years old, I attended a party at my friend's house. I never thought that my best friend would force himself on me and take my virginity. This made me even more angry inside and wanting to rebel even more against everyone. Since my dad was never home or available for me, I partied a lot to forget about the pain and trauma that I endured during my childhood. I was drinking alcohol and smoking cigarettes every weekend, and even tried smoking marijuana for the first time. I also started to seek male attention in an unhealthy way. At 19, I met a man and became pregnant not long into our engagement. He gave me an ultimatum and abandoned me after I decided that I was going to keep the baby. I knew this meant that I needed to grow up quickly and be a strong role model for my son. In 2006, I was in a bad car accident and ended up having to have back surgery. I was repeatedly given Vicodin and oxycodone for years to deal with the continued severe chronic back pain. After a while, I slowly started taking more and more of the pain medication to try to numb the physical and emotional pain that I was dealing with. I was 26 years old when I met another man and married him only after a few months of dating. Soon after getting married, I quit my job and moved to Washington for my husband's job. Not long after moving up there, the verbal abuse began. Then with the verbal abuse came the physical abuse. The emotional abuse was far worse than any black eye or bruised ribs that I endured. This left me with even more lifelong damage to my view of my self-worth. Not long into our marriage, I became pregnant. When I was 5 months along, we found out that our baby was very sick and was most likely not going to survive the birth. Our son ended up passing away when I was 7.5 months along. Having this happen just about killed me spiritually and emotionally. I couldn't believe that God would let this happen to our little family. I felt a hole in my heart and started abusing my pain medication again to numb the pain of losing my baby that I wanted so badly. After I'd finally had enough of the abuse from my husband, I made an escape plan for my son and I. He had taken everything from me. I called my mom and went to stay with her for a while until I was able to get back on my feet. My addiction became out of control, trying to deal with the grief of losing my baby and the long-term abuse from my husband. As my abuse of the pills became out of control, I started to steal money and pills from my family, which destroyed those relationships. In 2022, I was arrested and convicted of burglary because I was high on pills and entered someone's home without permission. This landed me in jail and with a felony charge. After that, I was laid off from my job and lost my place to live. My family didn't trust me enough to let me stay with them, so I ended up couch hopping at friends' houses and living in my car. My mom and I had a long talk and we decided that I needed help. We heard about Teen Challenge and decided it would be the best place for me to learn, grow, and change into the woman I meant to be. I now have a close and personal relationship with the Lord again. He is helping me to see that I'm a good and kind person who is worthy and deserving of love. 1 Peter says, "And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast." Shannon and Dante White have come alongside me to help me work through my negative past experiences and learn to be grateful for the amazing things that God is doing in my life. They have never given up on me and have always been by my side to support me in every way possible. Also, with the Lord's guidance, they have been working with my family and myself to help heal and restore our relationships. My leaders and sponsors are providing me with the support and prayer that I need to stay strong in my program. I am working hard to become the mother and daughter that my family deserves. I have finally accepted that God has a plan and a purpose for me. I just needed to let go of my control and fully surrender to Him. He has helped me to learn that I'm never alone and that He will never leave my side no matter what. God is helping me to work through and heal from my past trauma. I'm now learning how to cope with my emotions in a healthy way rather than resorting to other ways of numbing my pain. I'm finally able to start forgiving myself and others for the hurt that's been caused over the years. God says that I'm His daughter and He forgives me for my past wrongs. I am now over a year sober and incredibly proud of myself for coming this far on my new journey with the Lord. I have always had a passion for helping others and am now being led to intern at the same campus that helped save my life. The Word of God says in Jeremiah 33:6, "Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security." The Lord placed me exactly where I needed to be at the exact right moment. I never thought that I deserved happiness in my life until I came to Teen Challenge. God is helping me to see that I can live a happy and healthy life surrounded by love that I am deserving of. He is helping me sorry, he is leading me to a successful and promising future. Thank you. And now I'm going to have, sorry, I don't know what's going on with my voice this morning. I'm going to have a couple of the ladies come up and do a creative evangelism piece. What is reality? Reality is getting into a bad car accident and given pain medication for several years only to get addicted. What is reality? Reality is destroying my relationship with my son because of my addiction. What is reality? Reality is living in my car because I was lying and stealing from my family. How do I know that's reality? Because that was me.
What is reality? Reality is trying to find a man because my dad abused and neglected me as a young girl. What is reality? Reality is being in an abusive relationship for 5 years. What is reality? Reality is living in my car with my 14-month-old while my oldest daughter got taken from me. And how do I know that's reality? Because that was me.
What is reality? Reality is putting meth and alcohol before my children. What is reality? What is reality? Reality is not knowing what's real or not due to PTSD and a meth-induced psychosis. What is reality? Reality is staying in an abusive relationship because I was in fear of losing my life. How do I know that's reality? Because that was me.
Although we all have different realities, we all have been affected by the same truth. And the truth is, I no longer have to lie or steal because the Lord provides for me now. And the truth is, God is working on healing and restoring my family relationships. And the truth is, God says that I'm his daughter and he forgives me for my past wrongs. For the word of God says in Psalm 147, verse 3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
And the truth is, God loves me like a father. And the truth is, I don't need to drink heavily anymore. And the truth is, I got my oldest daughter back and she's happy and healthy with me and her little sister. And in the Word of God, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight.
The truth is, I no longer have to use substances to take care of my children. And the truth is, the Lord revealed himself to me and I'm no longer in a psychosis. And the truth is, God gave me the courage and the strength to leave the abusive relationship, despite how fearful I was. In Psalm 46:5, God is within her, she will not fall.
Now that you know the truth to our realities, we challenge you to find the truth to yours. And the Word of God says in John 8:32, and then you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, Mackenzie is going to give her testimony. She's been a student for a year, and she's doing fantastic, and I'm super proud of you.
Good morning. Hi, my name is Mackenzie. I'm 26 years old, and I grew up in Tacoma, Washington, and I have an older brother and sister. I grew up in a household of drugs, alcohol, and domestic violence. My dad was addicted to coke and alcohol. He was very abusive toward my mom and me. When I was little, my mom was addicted to prescription painkillers. At the age of 10, I started hanging out with older guys, and not long after, I began to participate in sexual activities with them. I started drinking and smoking at a young age to escape the pain I was experiencing. Once I hit middle school and high school, I was bullied extremely bad. I had to say goodbye to my cheerleading career I had since I was 8 years old, and that broke me. I dropped out of high school due to the bullying and trauma I had every day. I met a guy and he was older than me, and soon after the relationship started, I found out I was pregnant with my first child, and after a few months being pregnant, I was rushed into the emergency room due to turning blue and not breathing. I was on a breathing tube for 2 weeks, and I was diagnosed with sepsis. My uncle, who walks closely with the Lord, flew down from Colorado and prayed over me. A few days later, I woke up healed, and the doctor was shocked at my recovery. Soon after I gave birth to Linnea, I had to raise her by myself, though due to her father leaving. A few years later, I met another man, and he treated me like a princess right away. But my dream guy quickly began to show his true colors. He was an alcoholic, and I had this feeling inside me to run, but I ignored this feeling. He started to manipulate me in every way. 2 months later, I found out I was pregnant, but due to a physical altercation with him, I had a miscarriage. I was shattered when my baby no longer had a heartbeat. Eventually, there was a no-contact order put in place due to the domestic violence. I left the abusive relationship and took my babies to the rescue mission. They helped me find an Oxford house that accepted women and children. I was there for 6 months, sober, and attended AA meetings. I was beaten up once again and had a dirty UA, which got me kicked out of the program. Linnea's grandma found out quickly and took her from me. I immediately gave up and started drinking heavily again, and I was completely lost and hopeless. I was living in my car with my baby and her father. And one night, I was stabbed by him and went straight to my father's house and told him I'm done and ready to get clean. The next day, I went into detox, and 5 days later, I arrived at Adult and Teen Challenge. Ever since I walked through those doors, I have become a different person and a mom. I felt the Lord grab me by my hand and told me you're safe and you're finally home. I never left you. The Lord has done so much for me being here at Teen Challenge. I was so lost with no control and no boundaries set for myself or my kids. Being here, the Lord has taught me everything to trust in Him and lean on Him when things got super hard. The first 8 months being here, I was crying on my knees for my daughter to be with me again. Hearing my family go against me in court, saying the worst things possible, and I'm so thankful to have a real and loving family at the center to be a part of my life forever. And on March 6th, I won in court, and I got my baby back. And on that weekend, I went down to Washington and got all her stuff and brought her back to the center. She is now enrolled in school and has been successfully making lots of new friends and doing well in school. I'm finally free from the abuse and toxic ways I thought that was okay. He has helped me recognize that I am a good mom and I fought for my kid, and it doesn't matter what my family says. I am working so hard for myself to become the best for my girls and to be closer to God. I never thought I'd be where I am today, but God has restored my relationship with my daughter. I'm free from addiction, and I am forgiven, and I am a daughter of the King. I thank Shannon and Dante for everything they have done for me and my kids. They have changed my life forever. In John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then now, will Courtney come up and talk about student sponsorship?
Good morning. My name is Courtney. I am walking in the outreach position at Adult and Teen Challenge. I was a student in the program. I was actually a fentanyl addict 2.5 years ago on these streets here in Lebanon and Sweet Home in Albany. And so I went through the program. I felt the calling from the Lord to do an internship, and found out that's not a normal calling to choose to stay in the program for a whole nother year. And so now I get to walk alongside these women. It's crazy because every time they give their testimony, you know, we all cry. They cry at different points. You know, there's healing when they give their testimony. I watch them write these testimonies. You know, we sit in a class and have them sit down, and it's really hard. You know, if you guys had to think of to write your entire life down on a piece of paper from like beginning to end, it's so tasking, right? And so they have these testimonies that you hear, but there's so much more behind the scenes that you can only fit. We give them 5 minutes, right? But they've been through a lot and they're healing from a lot. And so they get to come up here and they find healing and all the things. And we share what we go through, hoping that those in the audience can hear that there's hope and that we all go through things, and the Lord will use every last bit of your your pain and things to help others. And so that's what we're learning. I will show a video on our student sponsorship. Hopefully the audio works.
My name is Stephanie and I'm from Brownsville.
Hi, my name is Adam.
My name is Jason.
My name is Joseph.
Faustino.
Amanda.
I was addicted to heroin and meth.
Drug of choice was opiates in general.
Bulimia. And then I masked that with severe alcohol.
Meth and heroin.
Addiction was like walking through hell.
The darkest time in my life.
It's very hard and it's lonely.
Chaos everywhere, depression all the time, and anger 24/7.
My whole family had abandoned me because of all of the pain and suffering I'd caused.
And I really had no drive or no hope or just no purpose of living.
I viewed myself as a junkie.
I saw myself as worthless. I saw myself as I deserve to live under that bridge.
The Adult and Teen Challenge program for me was a place of peace, a place where I could finally find out who I was, who I was intended to be, and who, honestly, God created me to be.
The program was easy for me to be in, but it required change, and that was the hard part for me.
It was difficult, but it was worth it.
No pun intended, it's challenging. It's definitely a beautiful process, but it's in no terms easy.
The hardest year ever, but the best.
I found who I was without drugs, without alcohol, without an eating disorder.
I learned that I'm chosen, that I'm accepted, that I'm loved.
God is a God of forgiveness, of mercy, of grace.
I found freedom from the chains that I'd worn my entire life.
And I learned that my past does not define me.
My identity now and forever is I'm a child of God.
I look to his word and the truth and not to the lies of the enemy.
Honestly, it's all because of Jesus. Before, I was a dirtbag.
The trust that people have for me now, nobody trusted me before I came in this program, and now I'm responsible for a campus, men's lives. God has entrusted me with a lot, and 12 years ago that would not have been the case.
Sponsorship was an anchor in this wild program.
The sponsorship program is designed to help people get through the program that can't financially afford it.
It helps students know that there is someone out there who cares about them and is praying for them.
It was humbling, but it was also, I didn't understand why. I didn't understand why somebody who didn't know me would want to pray for me. It was amazing because I had burnt a lot of bridges in my past, and I didn't think anybody cared enough to pray for me or want me to do better. And having a sponsor, I saw that there are people that cared.
I've seen guys who were on the brink of the edge, about to leave, and they received a letter from their sponsors, which gave them hope to stay another day.
To any of those sponsors out there that are listening that may have sponsored me, I want to say thank you.
I would like to say thank you to all of my sponsors. They all made a difference. There was days when I wanted to give up and I wanted to quit, and I know it sounds cliche, but they sent that letter and they listened to God's voice and told me exactly what I needed to hear in that moment that kept me going, kept me focused on the bigger picture and staying.
They help give that hope to somebody that doesn't have hope.
You make it possible for people like me.
Thank you to all of our current sponsors. You guys keep this program up and operational, so we can't thank you enough.
If you're considering on sponsoring a student, it can help change a life.
Help save a life. Help change a life. Put hope within reach.
Do we have any student sponsors in here? I know that you guys see the men's campus. Yes, yeah. And so for those who don't know the student sponsorship, so a lot of the students that come in, they come in with nothing. They come in with every bridge that they've ever known. They've burned their families. I know my family was at the end of it and didn't really want to help anymore because I'd put them through so much, right? So we get the students that come in and they have the clothes on their back. And we take them in no matter what. We're a nonprofit, so we believe that everyone deserves a chance to find freedom, and we'll do what we can to make sure we have space for them. And so we do student sponsorships that help support the students in the program. So it's $45 a month There's a table in the back. We'll be back there. It helps pay for their program. And not only that, it opens the door. So you guys will get a card that you can put on your fridge. You guys can pray for them. You can send them letters, and they just changed it to where they're now allowed to write you guys back. You can attend their graduation, and so much more. And I was a sponsored student. There were days that I was definitely like, all right, I'm done. I'm leaving. I don't want to be here anymore. And I'd get that letter, that three-page letter that somebody prayed about, and it would say, fear not. And they just went into this long thing. It was everything I needed to hear. And the Holy Spirit has a way to work through you. And so just know that those letters and those sponsorships, they really do help the ladies that are in the program that are struggling. And so those will be back there. And then I wanted to also just talk about another way you guys can come alongside us. So we have these touch cards. They're going to be in the back. We see a lot of students that come in here, and they say that this is the reason why they called us. So there's a phone number on here. It just helps put hope within reach. So if you're you work in a hospital, you're a teacher, and if you're a 911 dispatcher, a police officer, you work with first aid, or you know anything where you're on the front lines, or really anyone at this point. I mean, you can see people in addiction pretty much everywhere you go. And so we'll have a stack of them back there. We just ask that you take some and then hand them out, because we have open beds. You know, we accept women and children, and not a lot of people do that. We help moms learn how to be parents, and we love on the kids that are coming in. And so we just will have these back there. I know you guys also know, has anyone been to the thrift store here in Lebanon? Yeah. Yeah, so we have a few of them, Lebanon, Salem. There's one. We're in Eugene. They have one in Albany. So if you know anyone in that area, we are open. If you guys are ever out in that area, you can stop by the thrift store. We also, and you guys are kind of far, but not too far. Do we have anyone competitive by chance? Yeah, no? No? Okay. Well, we have a cornhole tournament that we're going to be doing. There will be flyers on the table back there. We invite you guys, if you have your kid and you want to join, we're going to have the moms and their kids there, you know, so it would be really cool just to see families come together. It's $100 for two people to play. And so that's on the 28th of September, and like I said, the flyers will be back there. And that's it. You can have it.
That's awesome. Oh, that's so good. So good. What an amazing testimony of God's good work. What amazing. I am astounded as I hear these testimonies of these women, how strong, how resilient, how not guys you are. As I became a father and married for the last 40 years, I'm wowed by the strength of women. And it seems so sad that in most cases it's the women that bear the brunt of terrible choices that men make. And I say kudos. That's an understatement to you for your resilience, and you're stepping into some really hard stuff that I can guarantee that many, if not all men in here, would have crumbled under that pressure and stress and challenge that you guys are hanging in there for. So I know that there is God's redemption and wholeness and health on the other side. And so as a man, I say, forgive us for being terrible dads and husbands and human beings that we have as a culture so distorted God's image of what he desires. And I know there's a men's campus that they're being restored. But I am so proud of you women. I'm so proud of you as you have discovered who you are, not only for yourself, but have the impact of a legacy as you've loved your children. That seems like an impossible situation to redeem. But as you've walked it out, because that's really, God's a God of impossibility. It's as we trust him for the impossible that things happen beyond what we can think or imagine. I just want to us extend our hands to you women and the families that you represent. And we know that there's campuses all over the place, the world, as a matter of fact, that Teen Challenge does, that are ministering in powerful ways. Would you, if you can, extend your hand towards these women, to them as we pray for them and as what they represent. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your redeeming power of your love, Lord, that takes us out of the depth of our hurt, the depths of our abuse at the hands of others, and the depths of our own choices that have led to such distortion and loss. Lord, we ask your hand on these women. Lord, would you encourage them? It's like Courtney shared, those letters that come, the encouragement comes just when you're ready to bolt and run from the pain. Lord, would you help them be encouraged and sense your Holy Spirit's power of your love in spite of this hard, hard situations. Lord, we pray for the women and children that are in these situations today. Lord, would you, these cards that we would take, that you would lead us to hand to somebody, that they would respond to your love. They know, Lord, that they're hurting and broken, Lord, but they, there's an enemy's voice that says that you're not worth it, or it's impossible, or it's too hard. God, would you redeem that? Lord, would you use your church? Would you use our own stories? Lord, we're not here because we got it all right. Lord, we're here, every single one of us, because we are the result of your redeeming love. Lord, we're here because we know that we need help. We cry out to you, Father. We come together as your children, together in need of your love, in need of your forgiveness, in need of the hope and heart and mind change so that we can see that greater is the one who is with us and in us than the one who is in the world. Lord, we thank you, God, for the powerful work that you're doing through Teen Challenge and the Eugene campus and the greater Teen Challenge Recovery Network. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.